Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris, at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. All right, so just to let you know what's going on with the podcast, I know I've talked a little bit about this in the last few episodes, but SB Nation cut quite a few podcasts back in January, February, and so some of us who were podcasting with SB Nation got together trying to figure out where we were going to take our podcasts going forward. We started the Fans First Sports Network. So that is where this podcast is coming to you from now. So like I said before, you don't have to do anything. It automatically comes into your feed still. There's going to be a new logo. All that stuff will be coming here in the next few weeks. But that's kind of what's going on with this show. So I appreciate you hanging with me. I mean, we've been through a lot of iterations of the podcast. Started MCM Radio a long time ago. And then have done a bunch of different things since then. Went from that to... We were the Locked On Titans for a while, back to MCM Radio, to Home Run Throwback on Broadway, back to MCM Radio, and now doing Home Run Throwback as a part of Fans First. So appreciate you sticking with me through all of that. Gray Ramsey had asked for a podcast, so I'm happy to oblige. Off the top, obviously a terrible tragedy that happened earlier this week in Nashville. I can't imagine what those people have gone through in the last, few days. So just obviously keep that group in your thoughts and your prayers. I know that's for whatever reason, that can be a controversial statement sometimes, but obviously more things need to be done. The situation needs to be addressed for sure. Wish lawmakers could get together and figure that out. But until they do, we'll just have to, do what we can to comfort those who go through these tragedies. And, again, reach out to your people, make sure people that you love know how you feel about them, because, we're not guaranteed anything. So thinking about them and just wanted to kind of mention that off of the top. All right, so it's been a while since we've talked. You're up on what the Titans have done in free agency. I don't have to recap that for you. I think that they have done a pretty good job of addressing some of the bigger needs that they had on the roster. I think they've done a good job of assembling an offensive line that is at least better than the one that they had last year. I mean, Dennis Daly is no longer your left tackle, so that automatically makes your line better. They should not be done yet addressing the offensive line. I don't think that they are. I think that bringing in Andre Dillard was a huge deal. I think he's a guy that has some untapped potential. Will he start at guard or tackle? Don't know. That'll depend on some things that happen between now and August. So, that's obviously the biggest hole that they had. There's a lot of holes on this team. The offense is still pretty bad. When you look at it as a whole, they've got a lot of places to address. Now, got into a little bit with Easton the other day, Easton Freeze on Twitter, about the wide receiver issue. Easton's a good kid. Like him. But they have not done enough to address wide receiver. And if you think that there is still some path to them having a good receiver room in August, I just think that you're not being realistic, okay? Sure, there are moves they can make. They can draft a receiver at 11, whether it's JSN or whoever else. They could trade for one of these guys that is allegedly available. But again, like, of the names that are available, you've got, I mean, I don't even know. It's funny how we can, you know, shift the narrative to fit what we want it to be, right? Because, I mean, there have been rumors, there have been pretty solid rumors that Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton are available via trade. Now, the Broncos reportedly want a 1+ for both of those guys. Do you want to do that? Is it worth that to get one of those guys? I mean, maybe. And would I feel better about having Jeudy or Sutton than I would a rookie wide receiver? Yeah, probably. But, you know, again, I do think that if you did that, then your room is better. My problem with our receiver room, with the Titans receiver room right now, is you just don't have anybody that's proven anything, right? I mean, Treylon Burks, we saw flashes. We think he's going to be good, but he was hurt for most of the year. And he's a second-year guy that is basically coming in as a rookie because of how much time he missed. Same thing for Kyle Phillips. Now, Kyle Phillips has a limited ceiling. I think he can be a good player. He showed flashes in camp in the preseason, got hurt pretty early on, and we didn't get to see what he can do. He's a slot guy. He's your third wide receiver. If he's clearly number three, I think that's okay. The problem is right now you have Burks, Phillips. They re-signed Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, which, fine, whatever. I mean, I don't hate NWI. I think he's a fine player, but I want him to be the Titans' number four or number five receiver. Right now you make the argument he's number two. That's a problem. We kind of went through that a couple off seasons ago. If he's your number two, that's a problem. So, you know, but I mean, then they throw out other guys like, well, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are available. Are they? I mean, because, like, you know, there have been rumors that that's true, but how concrete are those rumors? Are teams really going to be, are they going to be quick to move those guys for cheap draft compensation in return? I don't see it. Maybe they will, but, you know, and I guess if it happens after the draft, then, you know, it's a better thing. If they draft JSN at 11 and then trade for Courtland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy, great. This room is awesome, right, at that point, because then you've got, you know, three guys at least that are top-tier players in whoever you get in a trade. You think JSN can be that, although he's had injury issues. You've got Treylon Burks, you know, same kind of deal. But then you've got, you know, Phillips and Westbrook-Ikhine behind those guys. That's great. That's a great room. How realistic is it that's going to happen? I just don't think it's very realistic. And I understand the limitations of the free agent class that was available as receivers this year. But you're telling me that you wouldn't feel better about this room if you had Jakobi Meyers in it, like as a rotational piece to a veteran guy to help and to have somebody to throw to? You're telling me you wouldn't feel better if DJ Chark was in this room? So, I mean, I understand that you bring in one of those guys doesn't automatically make it a great room. But I think that to not address it at all is dumb, and I think they've kind of run out of time for being able to do it in a cost-effective way. Again, I don't care as much about how much money they pay these guys as I do having to give up draft compensation to get them. That's the bigger deal to me. I would much rather give Jakobi Meyers the contract he got than have to trade capital to get a receiver. Now, if you can trade a third and get Sutton or Jeudy, awesome, yeah. Do that, and that's way better than having Jakobi Meyers. Again, I just don't see that being a realistic scenario, and I understand that maybe it is. We'll see. There is a lot of stuff that can happen between now and August. That is a fair point, but I just don't see them making any big splash to make this room any better. And then my issue with that is that then the offense is bad, and the defense is going to be good. I don't have any reservations on this team. If Harold Landry comes back and is the guy that he was before the injury, which I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be, then if you can have reasonable health from that group, I'm not even talking about like no missed games, but I'm just talking about don't have the disaster of health that you've had the last few years. This defense is going to be good enough that the Titans are going to win 7 to 9 games, even if their offense is terrible. But then what do you get? You get a pick in the middle of the draft. You're not a legitimate Super Bowl contender because you can't score. You can't win anymore just playing defense. That's not how the NFL works anymore. You're stuck in the middle of the draft. You still can't get your quarterback, all those things. So that's my concern, is that the offense is just not going to be good enough. I think if you add a couple of pieces, if you could have added a couple of receivers, or if they still do, with this defense, if Tannehill and Derrick Henry are back and healthy, I think you've got a pretty good team, right? A team that could win the AFC South. And then again, it's kind of like last year's team. You're still not a Super Bowl contender. And if we're being realistic, this team is not a Super Bowl contender until they have a quarterback, right? And so that's kind of where I wish they would have tried to do something to get the number one pick. Now, when you see what the Panthers gave up, draft compensation-wise, it wasn't that bad. They gave up DJ Moore. The Titans don't have a DJ Moore to give up. So, you know, but whatever it takes to get the quarterback is what you should do. And so I would have liked to see them do something like that. They obviously didn't do that. Maybe they don't love any of these guys in this draft. Maybe something crazy happens at the top and Stroud or Young are still available at number 3 and they think about making a move at that point. That would be something that I would be on board with. You know, they've been at the top of the Titans, that is, have been at the top of the odds to get Lamar Jackson for a while now. I don't see that one happening. Just with the cap situation that they have right now and the roster rebuild that they've been on, I just don't think it makes a lot of sense. You know, the Colts have said that they haven't ruled out trading for Lamar Jackson. You know, that would be an interesting match there, putting him and Jonathan Taylor on the same team. I wouldn't love that as a Titans fan. But I don't see that as being something the Titans are going to do, give him all that money. Now, they do have, I mean, the Titans have a ton of cap space after this year. You know, we talk about the cap issues that they have right now. It's only a one-year deal. You know, after this year, Tannehill and Henry both come off the books. And so then you've got a ton of cap space to do whatever you want to with. So, I mean, it's not that they couldn't do it. They'd have to do some maneuvering to make it work this year. But again, I just don't see it as something that they are going to do. The other big thing that's happened since we talked last is, you know, the rumor that they asked Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. And then, you know, the report that Stillman, or it was Stillman's report that Byard asked to be cut, which has been debunked. No shock that something that Stillman reported wasn't true. But, you know, I just, that one didn't make any sense to me. I mean, Kevin Byard's contract is reasonable. They don't need, unless they're trying to clear cap for Lamar, which again, I don't think they're trying to do. They don't need a ton of cap space at this point. So I don't really understand why they would go to a guy who has been, I mean, everything you want in a player. Kevin Byard has been that since he's been here. He's been a fantastic player on the field. He's been great in the community off the field. I mean, he gets honored by, you know, MTSU and his high school and the community. I mean, there are just tons and tons of places lining up to give him honors because of the type of guy that he is, because of all the work that he's done. It's important, but it's not the most important thing when it comes to a football player, right? But Byard's been awesome on the field. He stayed injury-free for the most part. I mean, he's just been everything you want in a leader, in a player. And in a time where you're kind of going through a transition and trying to, you know, get younger and bring younger guys in and that kind of stuff, you still have to keep some of those guys, some of those veteran guys on the roster. And Kevin Byard seems like the perfect guy that you would want to have around for that type of process. You've got a young secondary room. I mean, you know, he and Amani Hooker have been in the league for a while now, but all the corners are young. So that one didn't make any sense to me. I don't think, again, Teron Davenport came out and said that Byard has not asked to be cut. I think that if they did ask him to take a pay cut, that does seem to be true because multiple people have reported that. And he said, no, I don't blame him for that. But the Titans, I mean, they'd be dumb to cut him, trade him. That one doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand. He's still playing well. It's a contract that's not hampering you by any stretch of the imagination. And really the only reason that it is any type of issue at all is because it's been restructured a couple of times to free up money for different things. That to me, of all the things that have happened this offseason, you know, even like Derrick Henry trade rumors, like, again, I love Derrick Henry and I wish that he would retire as a Titan. I think that's unlikely, but, I understand trying to explore what you can get for him more than I do Kevin Byard. And again, all the things that I said about Byard are true of Henry as well. But just with the running back position and all that kind of stuff, that from a football perspective makes more sense than trying to move on and do something different with Kevin Byard. So I still believe that, you know, when they take the field in September, that Byard's going to be back there as a starting safety. I would be surprised if he's not. But it was just a little bit surprising, especially with, you know, the way that, you know, we talked about how Vrabel, when he was asked about injuries at Rand Carthon's introductory press conference, how he mentioned, you know, he called out Fulton and David Long as guys that, you know, had these soft tissue things that can't stay healthy. And then he mentioned Kevin Byard as a guy who's been here and has been healthy, has been able to take care of himself like that. So, again, it would just be surprising to me if they were going to move on from him in any way. But who knows? The NFL's weird and crazy stuff happens all the time. So, all right, well, that'll do it for today. Again, just wanted to jump on, kind of let you know what's going on with the podcast. We'll still be here, get a little bit more regular as we head up to the draft, about through tax season. Being an accountant, obviously, we'll have a lot going on right now. But tax season's almost over, about to get through that, and then we'll be able to spend a little more time focusing on what's coming up with this team. In the meantime, you know where to find me, at Jim Morris MCM, NewCityMiracles.com, all that stuff. So be sure and check me out. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Again, just search out Home Run Throwback wherever you get your podcasts, and that's where you will find us. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again next.